Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, O Lord, be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Believe it or not, this is one of those Sundays where every pastor is told by their councils to do what? Go out and get money, right? This is right down the, it's a fastball down the pike that you can hit a home run and have everybody sit there and get their checkbooks ready to go and start to give more money, because who are we supposed to be like? Like the woman, right? And that's what it's about. It is about making sure that we as churches that have needs are to make sure to cover their needs. Or what we could do is actually look at what Jesus is getting at. And that it's a lot more than making sure you give more to the church. Because the reality is, if you really look at all the things Jesus is teaching is, you know what? God doesn't necessarily need us to pay for the church. Now, I might lose my job over this, but the reality is, if God is the God of all things and God is the God of this church, he can provide for this church and we're okay. But I would argue he gives us the opportunity to share in the experience of the church. And that's what this is about. That is not to guilt you into giving more money, but actually to make you see that God's will is to allow you to have the opportunity to share in the joy by making sure that your blessings become blessings to God and to others. That's what stewardship's about. What you have is here is Jesus is taking his disciples out to teach them a lesson. And the lesson really isn't about money. He's wanting to teach them about what faith looks like. And so he takes them into the temple and he does something very interesting. He sits there and says, hey, disciples, guess what? These people you're looking up to, the ones that you hold as holy, the ones that you think are really the ones I would point to and say are the ones you should be like, be wary of them. Now, granted, this doesn't seem overly shocking to us because we as readers of the Bible understand that Jesus at times picks on the scribes and the Pharisees and makes them the scapegoat, right? And so we sit there and not think this is a big deal, but it's a huge deal. You have the people that you should idolize, and Jesus is saying, don't idolize them because they're wearing fancy robes and wearing nice jewelry and all that. That's not what faith is about. And then he says, step back. And let's watch the picture go. Now you gotta like it, because I'm sure Jesus is sitting up there and his disciples are looking around. And so you have the disciples who aren't really paying attention there, watching the birds out on the side of the temple and not really paying attention. And then you got those who are focusing on, well, if it's not the scribes and Pharisees, the people that we usually focus on in church, then it must be the big wigs coming in to doing the sacrifices and giving their money that we're supposed to. So they're focusing hard on there. And Jesus watches as the woman goes, gives, and leaves. And then he says, did you notice something? And all the disciples are, what are you talking about, Jesus? He has to describe it for them. And then he says, you know what? That is what faith looks like. So what is it about faith? You see, in Lutheran understanding of faith, it is not a head knowledge. We don't believe that knowing about God is good enough. We don't believe that head knowledge of, yes, Jesus is a good guy is good, or that Jesus died, or Jesus is my Savior is even enough. That we believe faith is a true trusting in God to the point, as Martin Luther puts it, that it is going and doing wild and crazy things, even maybe to the point of death, over and over again, and guess what? And knowing that God is going to be there and get you through it. Faith is this thing about trusting in God that wild and outlandish things you do, as long as you know they're in God's will come through. Why? Because God is in control. If you believe God is doing it, then what in the world do you have to fear? That's what faith is. And what is this woman doing? She's going up and giving not of what she has extra to give. She's giving because she feels out of her graciousness of her heart that she needs to give something. Now, I would say it's not a guilt-ridden sermon that the priest didn't sit there, oh, woman, you know what? You need to give this because you have to. I'm actually pretty sure the priest didn't even bother to talk to her about an eye because he figured she couldn't give anything. He probably just ignored her, and he ignored something because she was showing true faith in the ability to say, hey, I don't have, but I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of what God is doing, and so therefore I believe I'm going to give of what God has given to me to do it. You see, that is faith. Faith is believing that God is working in you and through you and working in his church, and therefore that is the reason why we give of our times and talents and possessions. It's because we have a faith that God is doing something. If all our faith is that we're sitting here and putting on the lights and being able to come and sing songs, then guess what? We're failing. That we as a church have to come to believe, and we as individuals have to come to believe that what we are doing when we are volunteering our time here, when we are coming to worship here, when we are giving of our gifts, all of those things are being used by God. That's what it's about. That God is not wasting anything. That he pointed to the men and women who were in the temple, who were going about and doing the fancy things and thinking they were doing God's will. And you guess what? They were just going through motions. And people will sit there and ask, why do you go to church? And you sit there and say, well, because it is an experience that I would not want to miss. Guess what? They want to be there. When you say, I go to church, and then you say, why? Well, because it's something I've always done, and it just, nobody's going to come. When you sit there and say, why do you give offering to the church? And you say, well, because the lights need to be on. Nobody's going to get inspired. But when you say, I'm giving to the church because when I give to the church, people come and hear the good news of God. They experience his love for them. Then guess what? Other people want to be a part of it. Other people want to give. Not because they have to, not because they want to. Because I want to see my money do good things. I want to see my money be used by God. Trust and belief. We all have responsibilities. We are all called. Martin Luther says we have callings to be mothers and fathers, grandparents. We have callings to be in our livelihood. So whether you are a stay-at-home mom or the guy who works at the tallest building, if you are a pastor or the person who collects the garbage, we are all called in our callings to that. And we are all called as church members. Callings to share our gifts. You know what? Some of the most precious gifts to this church is not a dime or a dollar. Some of the most precious gifts are those people who say, I cannot give money, but I can give my time to do this. Those people who give their time to write thank you notes to people. Those who give their time to make sure that people are greeted at the door. People who come and say, hey, I believe in this ministry. I want to be a part of it and share in it. Stewardship is a lot more than let's get our checkbooks out. Stewardship's a lot more than, hey, we need money. Stewardship's about being a disciple of Christ and believing that God has blessed us with what we have, and that, guess what? There will be more to come tomorrow. Not necessarily that all of us are going to buy beach houses or all of us are going to have a lot more in our 401ks tomorrow. But what it means is that God is going to give us enough to live tomorrow, and that what we can do is say, guess what? I believe God's working here in this place. I believe that my money can come and be used by God, that it was his in the first place, and therefore I want to share it. And we can be changed. From seeing that woman as having very little value to seeing her as very valued by God. Because you know what he does? He looks at us. He looks at us and says, the world says we have very little value. The world says we are sinners. The world says we can't do anything for God. The world says, why should God love us? And God looks down upon us and says, that poor sinner that I was willing to die for, whatever they can give to me, I will use to bless them and others. What a blessing that is. Amen.